way of blues.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we are talking about Wisconsin today. And in particular, we are talking about Madison. Because I just got back from a trip a couple of weeks ago now and had such a fantastic time that, of course, as always, I have to come back and share it with everyone so that maybe you guys will be inspired to take a trip over to Madison as well. If you missed the first segment, we talked a little bit about just kind of, you know, what makes Madison special, especially with those lakes, Olivia. I mean, the beauty of that and then having the opportunity to get out on the lakes is just fantastic.
I mean, I am inspired just hearing about its beauty, its convergence of so many ideas and brands and cultures, and also all the art that you could check out. But we really haven't discussed the food enough yet.
Well, the food was really good. I had a lot of great eating opportunities while I was there. And we mentioned a little bit about the breweries, and there are several breweries there. We had a chance to go to the Wisconsin Brewing Company, which you can go there as well. You know, anyone can go there. So it wasn't just because we were pressed and kind of going through there, but you can go and enjoy a tour and a tasting and really learn how the brewery first got started. It was created by brothers Carl and Mark Nolan and the brewmaster Kirby Nelson. And these were three Wisconsin-born and raised entrepreneurs, and they started this back in August of 2013, and they're still going strong. I mean, they have several different kinds of beers that you can try. So if you want something light, if you want something a little, you know, heavier, I mean, whatever your choice is, you can definitely try it there. So that's definitely one to put on the list. Now, we'll definitely put all of these on the website and do a little Facebook thing, too, with them. But now, breakfast was a big part of us starting our day because our day was so busy. There was lots of walking, as we've mentioned, things to do outside. So some of the journalists that were on the trip with me also had a chance to do some of the hiking and biking. So we needed that kind of hearty breakfast in the morning to kind of get us going. And one of the places where some folks had breakfast was a place called the Short Stack Eatery. So you can tell from that you're going to have a good breakfast because I'm thinking pancakes just when I hear the name.
Yeah, I'm sold already.
pancakes. So it's a breakfast eatery that focuses on like fresh and local ingredients. And it's located just a couple of blocks from the state capitol. So if you're wanting to do that tour of the state capitol, you're like, well, where can I eat? Well, check out the Short Stack Eatery because it's just right around the corner from the capitol.
And as we talked about in the first segment, you really can't miss the Capitol building. So you don't have to worry about getting lost.
You don't have to worry about getting lost. And you just may have to kind of figure out, because there are lots of little streets that what I would call kind of finger off from the main street that kind of goes around the Capitol. So you would need to sort that out to find the Short Stack Eatery. And another place, too, called the Marigold Kitchen, which is where I had breakfast. And I can tell you that anytime I go to a place and they have salad for breakfast, I am sold. So they do a lot of salads along with your omelet or along with your, you know, your scrambled eggs, whatever you're having. They also include like this really big fresh salad. And I really like that because I didn't think most people kind of like salad for breakfast. It's kind of a lunch or dinner thing. So I was kind of really fascinated to find that, but really, really good food. And it, too, is located just a block away from the state capitol.
Well, that is good to know because, you know, the reason that some people say they haven't had breakfast is they're not ready to eat something very heavy or filling in the morning, even though they should.
Right, right.
But, I mean, a salad's better than nothing, right?
A salad is better than nothing, and these salads are really fresh because you have so many farms and everything around. And we're going to talk about the farmer's market that comes up as well. But, you know, all of these things are fresh. You can get soups, you can get sandwiches, all kinds of good baked goods. I had some really delicious fresh orange juice. So when you talk about the Marigold Kitchen, you're talking about really fresh stuff. So if you like fresh, you're going to like the Marigold Kitchen. And then head on over to the Capitol.
Get your day started.
And one day I had lunch at a place called the Everly, and it's kind of a California inspired, but it reminded me also a little bit of the Marigold because everything was so fresh. The salads were really fresh and the atmosphere was very airy. You can sit indoors or you can sit outdoors, and it's just a large open room. So you get that kind of community feeling as well. I like restaurants that are kind of like that. You feel
right.
So maybe you can just talk to your next door.
Especially when you're traveling.
Yeah. Especially when you're traveling. It's always good to meet new people. We like doing that. We talk about that all the time. But one of my favorite dishes there was a dish that was mushrooms on toast points. It was delicious. So good. I've been thinking about that, actually.
You say mushrooms, and I'm sold. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that you like mushrooms. See, that's another thing we have in common. It's one of my favorite foods. Then I also went out to dinner at a place called A Pig in a Fur Coat. So when I heard that, I was like, what on earth
are we going to eat?
What are we going to eat? What are we going to eat there? So it's served in a very friendly atmosphere. I mean, it had to be friendly if it has a name like that, right? And the menu offers all kinds of Mediterranean kind of comfort foods. So you're getting things for like those Mediterranean kind of countries of Spain and France and Italy. So it's kind of a combination of all of those type things. And again, very, very fresh. And then also I had lunch one day at a place called Sardine. And no, it was more than just sardines. So when I first saw it, I was like, oh, are we going to be eating sardines? My husband should be here. Doc Bill should be here. He loves sardines. But fresh, fresh French-style foods, American cuisine as well, kind of a mixture between the two of them. And it sits right on Lake Monona, so you can definitely sit and take in the lake. I had a beautiful salad and salmon there, too. So, again, fresh, 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 really fresh.
Yeah, and those are your staples, the salmon and salad. So.
It is my staple. I think people know me pretty well. So moving on then to a couple of things to do. I mean, we mentioned already taking a tour of the state capitol. You definitely want to do that because it is definitely the place to go and visit. You'll see the office of the governor is also located there. You'll see both of the chambers of the legislative offices there as well as the Supreme Court. So you kind of get everything there in that state capitol. And you can also visit the Unitarian Society Meeting House, which also has a lot of influence from Frank Lloyd Wright as well. It was the first of its kind in Madison. And what made it so neat also, too, is that the members actually did a lot of the hauling of the tons and tons of stone for the thick walls that you will see there from a nearby quarry. And they helped with the construction, making the furniture. I mean, they were very, very involved in that whole project. It's worth going by there just to see that.
Yeah, that does sound interesting. And I think this was one of the last commissioned projects for Frank Lloyd Wright, and it may have been put into production after his death.
It was. He did a lot of the design. He was very particular about his designs.
I mean,
it wasn't usually up for debate or negotiation. It was like, this is a design. So here it is. You've got it. You don't need any other kind of conversation about it. And so the same thing here with the meeting house. But yes, you're right. The construction did start after his death. And then there was the Chazen Museum of Art, which is located actually on the University of Wisconsin's campus.
Another great place to check out.
Oh, definitely another great place to check out. And if you are a person who loves art, there are 20,000 pieces from local as well as well-known artists. So you get a chance to see a little bit of everything. A really fascinating place that I had a chance to go to is a place called the House on the Rock.
And they got some great names.
Well, yeah, they do. They have great names here, you know, Wisconsin as well. And for more than 60 years, this house has been on a rock. And it was built sort of like in a majestic kind of way. But it began in 1945 by a man named Alex Jordan, who wanted to kind of create this really kind of special place. So he saw this rock and felt that, oh, I could build a house on that. But what he then did was he also then started to include things like sights and sounds that would make it kind of an interesting place for people to visit. It's 14 rooms in the original structure, but now it has a lot of things like it has 182 chandeliers that you can see, 269 handcrafted carousels, 20,000 lights in certain areas. There's also this large sea creature. I guess it kind of looks more like maybe a whale or something like that. It's actually taller than the Statue of Liberty.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So it's just a fascinating place to go.
This sounds like the Little Mermaid, you know, her little area where she collects all the things she finds under the sea. And
it could be that. It definitely could be that. So you definitely want to check it out. 200 dollhouses and just a little bit of everything there. And then before we wrap up here, I just have to tell you, we're going to come back and we're going to do a whole show about farmers markets because I was so inspired by the Dane County Farmers Market. It is the largest in the country. And we want to just talk about that just and give it its special due because it definitely deserves that. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys sit tight and we'll be back in just a moment. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com.